paragraph Zion. Rav Nosenthal says, "Vizeh bechinas vayikroel Moshe." The medrash. Now Rav Nosenthal is going to attempt to explain the medrash plia that he quoted earlier. The pasuk says in the beginning of Chumash Vayikra that Hashem called out to Moshe Rabbeinu. So the medrash says, "Hahu dechsiv Shema Yisrael." About this, the pasuk says, "Listen, Klal Yisrael." Kizeh hamikra ne'mar achar gemar hakomas hamishkon. Hamavur bechol hasdorim hakoidmin b'sefer shmois ad shemesayim ubeboi Moshe oyel moed vayishma sakoil. This pasuk in the beginning of Chumash Vayikra, where it begins that Hashem called out to Moshe Rabbeinu on the oyel moed, is coming right at the conclusion of the building of the entire Mishkan, which was discussed in all the previous parshas, starting from parshas Truma, Tetzaveh, Kisisa, Vayakel, Pikudei. All of that spoke about the building of the Mishkan. And now it tells us all the way at the end over there of Parshas Pikudei finishes with the words that whenever Moshe Rabbeinu would come to the Oyel Moed, he would hear the voice of Hashem speaking to him from between the two cherubs, you know, on top of the Aron Kodesh. V'yachakach, and right after that pasuk, the next chumash begins with the words Matzchil Vayikra El Moshe, that Hashem called out to Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayidabrei Hashem Eloh, and Hashem spoke to him. Now Rav Nosenthal explains. Vayikra huloshen sosum v'ne'elam. The word Vayikra implies something very hidden. Ki lo ne'amar klal mi kora oisai. It doesn't even say who called him. It doesn't say Vayikra Hashem el Moshe. It says Vayikra el Moshe. Ki marames al hahu tomir v'ne'elam. It's hinting to the most hidden part of Hashem, kavyochel, which is like the keser, what we call the keser, shehu lemala mikol hashemos, which is above all the names of Hashem, shemishom kora oisoi, kaviyochel, Hashem called out to Hashem from his most secret, hidden place, where over there, kaviyochel, it's as if there are no names. It's above the concept of names. In other words, when we give Hashem a name, we're talking about a level of Hashem that's low enough that we can describe it in some way. We can call it chesed, we can call it gvur, we can call it this. Whereas when you go to the upper levels, it's above any tzimtzum, it's above any concept. V'achar kach, then afterwards it says, Vayikra Elov Hashem. I'm sorry, Vayikra El Moshe. Then it says, Vayidaber Hashem Elov. Hashem spoke to him. Ki achar kach, Nislapesh bebechinas shmoisa vakdashim vidibarimoi. After the first step, afterwards, as a step two, Kaviochel Hashem clothed himself in one of his names, in the name Yudke Vovke, and he spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu. Vizeh bechinas aleph ze'ero devayikra. This is why, if you look in a Sefer Torah, you'll see that the letter aleph at the end of the word vayikra is a miniature aleph. It's about half the size of a regular letter. Shemarames al elef oirois shenelmo mimenu al yidei chet oegel. That miniature aleph over there, Rashi tells us in Chumash, and the Arizal discusses this, that miniature aleph is hinting to the 1,000 lights that the Jews lost when they worshipped the golden calf. When the Jews were standing at Har Sinai, they received a certain very high level of light. When they worshipped the golden calf, kaviyochel, 1,000 lights were taken away from them. Shemarzirim loy b'chol Shabbos. And the Arizal says that those 1,000 lights are returned to Moshe Rabbeinu every single Shabbos. The Arizal says this, shezehu b'chinas yismach Moshe kemuva. The Arizal, when he explains the Shemoneh Esrei that we say Shabbos morning, says that the words yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkoi, Moshe Rabbeinu is joyous when he receives his portion. The Arizal explains over there, hainu, ki achar hachet nel mimenu kama oiros. After the Pagam of the Egel Azov, many lights were hidden even from Moshe Rabbeinu. Al kain, yefshe lekabel ho'er kim derech kama bechinois. Therefore, it's impossible for him to be able to receive the light unless it goes through several phases. Shezeu bechinas vayikro el Moshe, v'yachakach vayidabar Hashem Elov. Normally, it should have said, vayikro Hashem el Moshe vayidabar Elov. Why does it say, when you start a sentence, you don't list the pronoun first and then the noun. He called out to him, and Jerry said, do this. You don't say that. You say, Jerry called, and he said, do this. Here it's in reverse. Because the normal way is first you call out to the person and then you speak. Because it's impossible to receive the light from Hashem in one shot. First there has to be a kriya, an act of calling out. And then to clothe the light and to lower it. Ad shiyakabel hadibur, to the point where it takes on the form of dibur, you know, a lower level, a higher level of constriction. V'zehu hahu dechsev Shema Yisrael. This is why the Medrash says that this is connected to Shema Yisrael. Hainu, this means kisharot Moshe legalos liYisrael yichudoi vachdusis porach. When Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to reveal to Klal Yisrael the oneness of Hashem, the fact that Hashem echod. He started off first by saying, "Listen, Klal Yisrael." And only then, only after that introduction, he went ahead and said, "Hashem is one." He didn't simply bang on the table and say, "Hashem is one." He banged on the table and said, "Listen, Jews." Statement number one. Statement number two, Hashem is one. By doing it that way, Moshe Rabbeinu taught that it is impossible to become part of the oneness of Hashem without going through the level called Shmir, Bechinas Shema Yisrael. Dahainu, Shetzrichim Lishmoya Uledabek Atzmoy Heitavel Yisborach. A person has to listen very carefully and attach himself to Hashem, ulevatel atzmoy legamri, and to negate himself completely, to get rid of any of his own thoughts and own ideas and own feelings, ve'oz yochel lahamshech al atzmoy achdusa v'yichud yisborach. And then and only then is he able to accept the oneness of Hashem, the Hashem echod. V'zehu Shema Yisrael, Shema Daiko. Moshe Rabbeinu used this word Shema. Bechinas dveikus ubitul elhoin soy. We explained earlier in the previous paragraph that the word Shema represents the level of Nishma, which is Tfilah, which is dveikus. That represents a level of merging with Hashem, kaviyachol. And then, once you've gotten to that, then you can draw the oneness of Hashem upon you. Bechinas Hashem alkeinu Hashem echod. V'chein muvon bekavonas kriya Shema. And so too is explained in the writings of the Arizal on Kriya Shema, Shaydei Shema Yisrael Nase Yichud Elyon Ma'oid, that when the Jews say the words Shema Yisrael, that creates a tremendous union above in heaven. V'yachakach Nimshach Alidei Zeh Hizgalus Yichud Yisborach, which results in the revelation of the oneness of Hashem. V'chinas Hashem Alkeinu Hashem Echod Ayin Shom Heitev. Look at what the Arizal explains very, very well, v'hovei moed, and you'll understand well what we're trying to say over here. That there's these two dargas, there's these two steps. V'yato muvon u'mekusher heitev divrei ha'plionah. And now you'll be able to understand very, very well the meaning of and the connection between the statements that are brought in this medrash that we quoted earlier. Shemekasher posuk Shema Yisrael leposuk vayikra el Moshe. They're both presenting the same idea. Because the reason why the pasuk words it that way, first Vayikra El Moshe and then Vayidabar Hashem Elov, is because of the fact that they, as a result of the Yigal HaSof, they weren't ready to receive the light in one blast. It had to come as a two-phase procedure. First Vayikra, first a nistor, a nishma, and then a nase, and then a more revealed portion. And so too, by Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod, it's the identical concept. V'zeo bi'atzmoy b'chinas Shema Yisrael, shetzricha mikoydem l'shmoya, u'lohochen atzmeinu heitev, u'levatil u'ledabek atzmeinu el orein soif. First the Jew has to prepare himself to listen, to hear, by attaching himself to the infinite light of Hashem, And then as a second step in the procedure, the person draws upon himself emuna in the oneness of Hashem. This is why the Medrash goes on to say, that at the time that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu that the Jews should make tzitzis on their clothing, Omar Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, Ribbono shel Olam, lama miyatika es hayareach? Hashem, why did you shrink the moon? Why did you decrease the light of the moon? Hainu, this means, ki mitzvas tzitzis, heim bechinas hislapshu so'er, kedei shenucha lekabloi. The mitzvah of tzitzis represents the light of Hashem being covered up, being dressed up, in order to weaken it in a sense that we should be able to receive it. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, hoid v'hodar lavashto, Hashem dresses himself in beauty, oite'or kasalma, and he spreads out the light like a cloak. Salma is a cloak. Salma is one of the nicknames of tzitzis. Shezeo bechinas chaluka de rabbonon. This salma refers to the clothing of the rabbis, which is a nickname for the talis, the tzitzis. So we see that tzitzis is called lavosh, hoy pohoto lavoshto, that it's a malbush of the light of Hashem. It's a covering for the light of Hashem. Vezehu sheshoal Moshe me'achar shata noisen lanu mitzvah tzitzis. Hashem, this is what Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem. Hashem, once you've given us the mitzvah tzitzis, shayidei levushim kedoshim elu on yecholam makabel ha'or, whereby as a result of dressing ourselves in tzitzis, that serves like a shield, a covering for the light of Hashem, making it receivable, making it attainable for us, where it's not blinding to us anymore, we can handle it. Imkein lomo mi'ata tesayoreach. Then why did you have to make the light of the moon smaller? The hechshachto oira, and you darken its light, machmas kitru, because of its complaint. The chete hadoiros, and because of the sins of the etzadas, and the mabul, and the doraflog, and everything. Haloyesh tikun alidei hislapshu soeru, b'chinas tzitzis. Why did you have to decrease the light? Why don't you just put a cover on it? Why subtract from its wattage? Simply put a shield on it, like the mitzvah tzitzis is. That's what the whole mitzvah tzitzis is all about. Hey, Shiva Kodesh Baruch Hu, so Hashem answered Moshe Rabbeinu, v'aloi hirbeisi lo koychovin. But I've given the moon a lot of stars to serve together with it. Sheheim hatzadikin. Stars is a nickname for tzadikin. Sheheim bechinas umatzdikei horabim kakoychovin. There's a pasuk that says that the tzadikim are compared to stars. Sheheim matzdikim es horabim. They are people who make the people right. They are people who set Klal Yisrael right. Umarzirim kol hoylam lamuta. They bring everybody to tshuva. Umahapchem avoynes l'schuyos. They get the Jews' sins to be converted to mitzvahs. V'heim be'emes memalim pgimas halavonu mashlimim oysa. They are the ones who fix up the pigam of the moon, and they make it full. Hainu, this means, izehu bi'atzmoi hatikin shel tzitzis, shehu halboshas ho'er. Exactly what the tzitzis is supposed to be doing, which is clothing the light, the tzadikim do the same thing. Avaliyev shel kabel ho'er derech halavushin, kima lidei shehoyo t'chilo miut ho'er vach shechosoi. However, Hashem was explaining that even with these levushim, it wouldn't be enough unless Hashem first decreased the light a little bit. Shemishom nimshochim kol hayeridos, with as a result of Hashem decreasing the light, that's what results in all the yeridos that people have in life. Alidei hamesochim hamavilin, based on the barriers that people's sins create between them and Hashem, etc. And this is what makes tzaddikim so special. The tzaddikim who stand up to the tests that they're given, and they break all the barriers that block the Jews from Hashem, from Hashem's light. They convert the darkness into light. Hayarida l'aliyah, the yarida into aliyah. Alkein behechrich sheyia miu to'er. Therefore, Hashem was explaining there had to be a decrease of the light. Ki yev shel kabel oyer hatzitzis shuas cholas kedushas Yisrael, because it's impossible for the Jews to receive the light of the tzitzis, which is like the beginning of Yiddishkeit. Ki b'chol boiker hu avoyda rishonu hu mitzvah tzitzis, Because every single morning, what does a Jew start his day with? Tzitzis. V'chein ha-tinoik, and so too a baby. Tchilas chinucha, yuba mitzvah tzitzis ha-toshim. The first mitzvah that they start him off with usually is tzitzis. Ki tzitzis hu b'chinas hislabshus ho'er ho'el yoin at shekolechot yucha lekablod ofi b'chinosu. Because tzitzis represents the ability to take Hashem's light and clothe it so that it's toned enough that even the smallest person can handle it, even a child can handle it. Aval zeh ho'er ein nimshach kiyem al yidei ha-tzadikim b'chinas koychovim, b'chinas mazdike rabim koychovim. However, this light with the covering and everything, is only drawn to us through the tzadikim, or compared to these koychovim. V'dayko al yidei shohoyom miyut ho'er, and it's specifically as a result of Hashem's lessening the light, which is what makes the tzaddikim, that's what makes the tzaddikim into tzaddikim. Because we said, the fact that there was a decrease in light is what created yeridos and nisyonos. The yeridos and nisyonos are what make a tzaddik. That's what separates the men from the boys. The fact that there is this darkness, and you gotta break the darkness, so you gotta convert the darkness into light, that's what establishes who's a tzaddik and who's not a tzaddik. So therefore, the ones who are able to bring this light to us are only the tzaddikim. The oz, sure. And what makes them into tzaddikim is the fact that Hashem subtracted, decreased the light, and they're forced to fight to increase it or to fix it up. The oz, shoal Moshe. And then when Hashem told this to Moshe Rabbeinu asked, V'haloi kosafto loy silba shachneis. But Hashem, didn't you write in your Torah that we're not allowed to mix wool and linen? Hainu, emes shatzadikim amshichim chaluk derabonon umalbishim oer bekama drochem belavushim lefon v'nayroon bebechinas tzitzis. It's true. I accept the fact that tzadikim are the ones who have the ability to make this clothing and to tone, to weaken the light and clothe it in all kinds of clothing in the form of tzitzis, so that to bring it down to a level where even the smallest Jew can receive it, even a child can receive it. Ad shehoya kol hoilam. To the point where these tzaddikim have the ability to take the lowest Jew and bring Hashem's light to him, and thereby get him to do tshuva. However, because of all of our sins, there exists in the world this concept of shatneis, which refers to the people in the generation who have a lot of chutzpah. Shehem mislapshim betalis sheino shalahem. These are people who make believe they're religious, or make believe they're righteous people. They make believe they're worthy to be leaders of Klal Yisrael, when really they're not. V'nidme keilu hem mutafim betalis shel mitzvah. It's as if they're dressed in a talis, b'chalukah d'rabbanan. It's as if they're wearing the long clothing of a rabbi. Avol be'emes levusheim b'chinas shatneis. Whereas in truth, their clothing is shatneis. Shumurov mit semer upishtim, which means a mix of wool and linen. Semer bechinas rachamim. Wool represents kindness. Bechinas tikune dikna. The 13 qualities of kindness of Hashem are compared to the 13 parts of the beard. Bechinas usa'ar reshe ke'amar noki. The hair of his head appeared like pure white wool. Bechinas imiyu chatoichim kashonim kashel yabinu. It says if your sins will be red, then katsemer you, they'll be made white like wool. So wool represents kindness. Bechinas hisapchus avoynes l'zchuyus. It represents the concept of sins being converted to mitzvahs. Shezel bechinas levushei atzadik emes. That's the cape of the tzadik emes. That's his ability, his power. Avomur avoy pishton. Whereas these azeponim, their cape has linen in it also. Shehu bechinas kayin shehevi miapsoiles. Linen represents kayin. When kayin brought a sacrifice, he brought it from the cheapest stuff, from flax, linen. Shero choyv lecholechod, which implies that he saw the bad in everybody. When Hevel went to pick, he picked the choices. He picked the good, the best. When kayin went to pick, he picked the worst. He picked the bad in each person. This is referring to those bad leaders where they're dressed in shatnez, meaning shemarim atzmam kilu mizakim es harabim. They make believe, they make it look as if they're helping the people, they're looking out for the good of the people, that's the wool, avol bemes mehem kol hamaniyus, whereas really they are the biggest obstacles to Klal Yisrael from being religious. Umoitzim psoiles v'choy v'chol haksherim bemes, and they look to find fault with all the religious people. Look at them, look how they dress, they're garbage, look how they're not neat or clean, or all kinds of complaints to put down the religious and to make the irreligious look better, or the anti-religious look better. V'hein hein ho'azei ponim shebedor, these are the chutz binyaks of the generation, ho'roitzim l'racheik miderech ho'emes lamitoi, who want to try to push people away and keep people away from the true way of serving Hashem. V'zeh b'chinas shatneiz shehu oisi ois soton avoydezoro kemuvo. It's brought that the word shatneiz is a combination of two words, soton, which means the prosecuting attorney, right? And ayin zayin stands for az. Az means chutzpah. Az ponim. Hainu azus de sitrachra. This is another way of referring to azus of the sitrachra. Shemishom ikar his gabrus hasoton. That's where the soton gets his main strength from this shatneiz. Shehemoim dim kenegadak sheirim lamoina midero choemes and liskaus legemes. It's these azay ponim of the door that stand up against the tzaddikim. They speak against the religious people and against the tzaddikim in order to try to prevent people from becoming close to them and thereby becoming religious or becoming more religious. The loiniskar, exactly. And the Medrash says, v'loiniskara daitoi, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't willing to calm down ad shomar boruch shen kvod malchus olam veh, until he said boruch shen kvod malchus olam veh. Shemarameis, what is that alluding to? Shesoif kol soif yigmar Hashem yisparach es kuloi, that in the end Hashem is going to come out on top. Hashem is going to finish everything he intended to do. Ki ato moroim lo'olam Hashem, you Hashem are always exalted. Ula'olam yodcho al hel yoyna, the Gemara says this means Hashem always comes out on top. Because Hashem's kingdom rules over everybody, even these chutz binyaks. Because even though chutzpah is a kingdom without a crown, so that nowadays any person who wants to put himself up as a leader of Jewry, whether he's a drunk or whether he's an atheist or whether he's a this or that, can put himself up. Afal pikein hu beloi tago. Still, it's a type of leadership without a crown. Beloi keser malchus. The afal pishen is gaber lefisho. And even though these people are able to be in control for a period of time, temporarily, soif kol soif yizbatel malchusum emem shaltum. Shela shakronin vaze ponin. In the end, their leadership and authority will become null and void of these liars and people of chutzpah. The Yishkach Shmom Vizichram, and their names and memories will be forgotten completely. Kamoshikosav, as we say every morning in the davening, Va'anshe Hashem Kiloi Hoyu. People of fame, it'll be like they never were in the world. They'll be forgotten completely. Aval Malchusoi Netzach, whereas the kingdom of Hashem is eternal. Umalchusoi Bakoil Masholan, and Hashem rules over everybody. V'chol HaTzadikim Aksher Manil Maleim, and all the tzadikim and their righteous students who are attached to them, Shemalchusam and Mshaltam Nimshach Mishnei Aksormanal, whereby their kingdom comes from those two crowns that the Jews receive when they said Nasa and Ishma, the Vada Yizgabru Aleim. They will certainly end up winning against these people with chutzpah, these false leaders. The Kulam Yu Muchrochim Loshu Aleim, and all of them are going to have to return to the tzaddikim. Shekolzeu Bechinas Boruch Shem Kloyd Malchus Olam Ve. This is all what's being brought forth in the staking Baruch Shem Kol Malchusoi, Shemoira, which shows us Shemalchusoi Mavoiroch Tomei Boilam Voya, that Hashem's kingdom will always be blessed, Ki Hu Yizborach Yigmar Es Sheloi Ketzoinai, because in the end, everything is going to be finalized the way Hashem wants it to finalize. Everything is going to finish on the note that Hashem wanted it to finish. V'zeo b'chinas Sikei Kedera, Shom Razal, Shemarami is Baruch Shem Kol Malchusoi Voya, Hainu b'chinas kedushos hanefulos shekulam yisalu aydei tzadik emes shemahapchem kol yiridos la'aliyos v'kanal. The Gemara in Psochim says that We say Shema Yisrael out loud. We say Baruch Shem Kol Malchus Seilon Vod silently. Why? The Gemara says this could be compared to a princess. Princess has royal food and everything. She gets from the royal kitchen, she gets the best filet mignon and salmon a la mode, all these things. But the truth is, she knows that the best part is the bottom of the pot. That's the best part. The burnt part on bottom of the pot, that's the choicest food. Now, they can't serve that to her on her plate, you know, in front of the royal, in front of the whole royal family and everything, because it would be embarrassment. And not to give it to her would be terrible also, because it's the best, it's the choicest. So what do? They give it to her secretly. The Gemara says that's the concept of this statement, Boruch Shem Kavod Malchus Elon Voed. It represents the Tzike Kdeira, the bottom of the pot, the burnt part, which is the choicest, the tastiest part of the stew, or whatever it is, you know, the food that you're making. And it's brought that represents the fallen, the lowest Jews, the Jews who are on the lowest level, who when they do tshuva, when they turn around, they give Hashem the greatest satisfaction, much more so than the rabbis or the tzaddikim or the Talmidei Chachamim, as we mentioned in the case of Yisroel and others many times. So Rav Nosson Zal says here, that's what this Boruch Shem Kol Malchus is alluding to, all of these fallen kedushos, which eventually are all going to be elevated and fixed through the tzaddikim, who have the ability to change all yeridos into aliyahs.